Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We're learning Masechta Shoshana Davav and Aleph, we're learning the sugya of Baal Ta'acher. The Gemara Tub Sukkim with Eloisa say, Kisida Nedel Hashem Alekecha Leisacha Leishalmai, and Meitzer Sasecha Tishma Vasisa Tishma is Eloisa say. And the Gemara says that one of the psukim is V'Oma V'Leyafrish, if he said a ned then wasn't mafrish, so there's a chiyah for being ma'acher da'afrasha, and the other one for Afrish v'layakriv, if he was mafrish the korban and didn't bring it, there's a chiyah for being ma'acher da'akrava. Towards the end of the Amid, the Gemara says, Amar Rav v'tztaka m'chayim v'l'alter. Both of them brought a pasuk v'tztaka, here b'pichas v'tztaka, and the other b'ayis Hashem l'kechel v'tztaka shemaishreis. But Tztaka Rav says, doesn't he through regal? Normally by Karbanis, the Shia Baal Tachar is Gimel regalim. But Tztaka is a Chiyav Alter. And the Gemara says, my Tama, the Kaimi Aniyim, because Aniyim are around. And the Gemara says, Pshita. And the Gemara says, Ma'al the Tame, Kave, the Mjona Karbanis, Ksiva, the Ovla Gimel regalim, Karbanis, Kamash Mullah. The Gemara says, Pshita, Vanim Chayav Alter. Why should be Gimel regalim? The Gemara says, but you would think, since it's Mjona the Karbanis, you have Gimel regalim like Karbanis, Kamash Mullah, it's Li Alter. Ad Kan the Gemara. Now there are three shittas in the Rishonim. That's here, Tosis and the Rashba, and the Ran brings them both down and says his own shita. And the Rambam seems to be like the shita Saran. What's the din Baal Ta'acher by Tztaka? Tosis is early on Daf Daladim and Aleph. The Ramaskal Tztaka Sumaishris. That says that that Raisa says Gimel Regalim. So what's the Pshan and Rava that says it's Lihalter? The Raisa says Gimel Regalim. Azak Taisis, it depends. If it's Taka Kaimi Aniyim, the Niyim are around, then it's Lealter. But if it's not Kaimi Aniyim, then you have Gimel Regalim. Azay Yeshitas Taisis. But the Rashba, it's here, and it's in Mesechnas Nedarim Dav Gimel, he says that when Rava says that the Chayiv Alter, that's Basay. The Chayiv and Asay, the Asay of Meitzer Sechat Tishma Ve'asisam, that you Chayiv right away. But the Lav, you're not over. Even if it's Kaimi Aniyim, you're not even until Gimel Regalim. Now Taisa says you can't say that, because Taisa says that say, why would the Gemara say you would think that it's Gimel Regalim? By Karbanis, that say is not Gimel Regalim, that say is one regal. By one regal, even that say. That's what the Gemara said in the Alan of the Days, that Ubasa Shama and Vesim Shama is one regal. Ahula say? And the Gemara here also, Kevin Shava Regalach and Eivim say. So why would the Gemara say Gimel Regalim? But the Rashba says, Slav Dafka, the Gemara didn't want to be medactic in it. The Gemara meant to say, one regal, whatever the din is bar kabbanis. But it doesn't mean a lav, it means an essay. That's the Shittas of Rashba. And the Rashba is bothered with Taisis. What do you mean that by Kaimi Aniyim, you chayiv right away? What about kabbanis? If you're right in the base of Mikdash, and you neither a carbon. So also it's Kaimi. But still you have Gimel Regalim. Taisis, no sort of Kaimi Aniyim. As I time it, as I tain it the Rashba, you always have Gimel Regalim. Now the Ran holds like a divrizeva, like a divrizeva. He says the Ran holds that there's no Gimel Regalim by Tztaka altogether. Gimel Regalim is a din by Karbanis, things that are tulim in the Vesa Mikdash. It is a pshat that when you go up the big Eilu Regal, you have to do it. So then there's a din of Gimel Regalim. But by Tztaka, there's no such thing. If it's Kaimi Aniyim, so you either right away. And if it's not Kaim Aniyim, you're not over altogether until Aniyim come. You're not Mechuyiv to Zuchayis to Aniyim. He holds you are Mechuyiv to Mafrish the money, but you're not Mechuyiv to Zuchayis to Aniyim. We'll get to the Ran Beis Hashem. But the Vaila, we have Taisus and the Rashba. Taisus holds if it's Kaim Aniyim, you chayiv right away, and if it's Loi Kaim Aniyim, then you have Gimel Regalim. And the Rashba holds you always have Gimel Regalim. And he says, because why should Kaim Aniyim make a chayiv right away? So the Stipla in Simba Gimel wants to say, what's the pshat in the machlekes, the Taisus and the Rashba? They're arguing about the yisayit of what exactly is Baal Ta'acher and what exactly is the Shei Gimel Regalim. The Chakir is like this. Is it the pshat that before Gimel Regalim, it's not the Zman Piroin Chayiv yet? Marshall, you have, let's say, by a Chayiv Mammon. You owe money, of course you owe money right away. But there's Zman Piroin. Until the Zman Piroin, you're not Mechayiv to pay. So maybe the Shei Gimel Regalim is, you have a neder, you're not mechuyev to be mekayim the neder till Gimel Regalim. Or the pshat is faket. The Gimel Regalim starts when you're mechuyev. You're mechuyev right away, and you have Gimel Regalim after the Zman Piroim, after the Zman that you're mechuyev to do the neder. See, Taisis, the Ramaslil Yaakov Oisei, where the Gemara says Yaakov Oisei Malamet Shekaifan Oisei. So Taisis asks a kasha, it says a Gemara in Erechin, the Chayvich HaTais Vasham is Eime Mashkin Oisei. If someone's Chayvich HaTais in Oshem, we don't take a Mashkin to make sure he brings it, because we assume we'll bring it, it's for Kapara. But Chayvich Oilus Vashlamim Mashkin Oisei. Then you take a Mashkin from him. So Taisis asks a kasha Miman of Shech. If it's before Baal Ta'acher, so how can you be Mamashkinim? That's a fictitious. Even El Sushlami can't be Mamashkin. Elamai, it's after Baal Ta'acher? Oh! See, he's not bringing his Chattis and Hashem. So why not be Mamashkin, the Chattis and Hashem as well? That's a fictitious Akasha. So Taisis answers, we're talking about before the Baal Ta'acher. But the reason why Mamashkin is because you see he's not interested. He's going, he's spending his money, he's wasting his money on all sorts of things, and he's not going to have enough money to buy it when he needs to. So that's how you take a mashkin out to make sure there's money left over. But you see from Taisis that before Gimru Golem, it's called, it's not this man parade. What's his kasha? How could he be a mashkin? What do you mean he's mechayiv? Why can't I be a mashkin? Elamai, Gimru Golem is a zman and a zman chayiv. As Elachay Shtein Taisis, if he has a kasha, how can he be a mashkin before Gimru Golem? It must be mechalat mechayiv to mekayim in edda before Gimru Golem. Otherwise, there's no kasha, why him a mashkin? So you see from Taisis, the Yisayid of Baal Ta'acher is, the Gimel Regalim, is, that is good for the Zman of the Neder. Now there's a Gemara in the Dorim, that Gimel Medeis, about Baal Ta'acher, the Naziris. It says the Gemara has a heckish Naziris to the Dorim, that just like the Dorim is the Baal Ta'acher, Naziris is also the Baal Ta'acher. You want to know, what's the case of Baal Ta'acher and Naziris? If you said that you make a Neder to be a Nazir, you're already a Nazir. What's the Baal Ta'acher? So the Gemara says, you said, lo yipatim in ha'ilam atche hei Nazir. You said, not that I'm a Nazir now, but I'm making a neder that I won't be nifter from the world until I'm a Nazir. And then the Gemara brings a Mishnah that says there's a chash called of Shema Yamas. There's a chash of Shema Yamas. That someone says they're giving a get, Shachas Kainim Misasi, she can't eat Shuma right away. There's a chash of Shema Yamas. So Mamelin, in them state, we found there's a chash of Shema Yamas. And you said, Le'apatim and Olam Achehe Nazir, which means that I want to be a Nazir ba'ayfin, that I won't be any shash that I'm going to die. So you mechuyev la'alter to be mekabel nazirus. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. So the Rosh and Taisis are arguing there. The Rosh on the side of the Gemara there says, that we bow this l'kshash misa, memele you mechuyev la'alter, memele after Gimel Regalim, you're going to have bow ta'acher. But Taisis says, no. We bow to you mechuyev la'alter, you have bow ta'acher right away. And as they state in the Ran, that the Baal Ta'acher is right away. So the Steibel explains, this is as far as the Machlokes is, and Eftali also explains it there, that if you say that the Yisayid of Baal Ta'acher is, that's the Zman of the Neder. So if you made your own Zman of the Neder, you put in the Neder, Le'apadim and Ha'ilam, and there's such a thing called the Kshash of Shem Yamas. So Melechumtes, you made your own Zman of the Neder. If you go and make this man of the neder earlier than Gimel Regalim, so then you're going to be able to bow ta'acher earlier than Gimel Regalim. So Mele, that's Shan in the Gemara. The reason why the Gemara brought in a Chash Misa is to teach you that this man is now. And if this man is now, the bow ta'acher is now. Mashenke in the Rosh Hos Fakert. Gimel Regalim is a sheer noch this man. It's being ma'acher after this man Gimel Regalim. So the Gemara's point was to say that you have a chash of Shema Yamas, and lo yipatim and ha'ilam atchei naz is mechayiv and naziris right away, that gives you Gimel Regalim. If it wouldn't be for the chiv, you wouldn't have a din of Gimel Regalim. If you wouldn't have a chash of Shema Yamas, so whatever you do, it's fine. You didn't make a zman. So, you can do it for the rest of your life. Nachdem that you have a zman, the Gimel Regalim starts after the zman. So that's good for the machoikis marka manas. Is it the pshat that Gimel Regalim is good for this man, but if you make your own zman, so it'll be right away. Or fakert, Gimel Regalim is after this man, behechach this man is right away, and mainly you have Gimel Regalim, because that's the din, the Gimel Regalim is after this man in the chiyuv. So that's the machlokes Taisa and the Rashi by Tzedakah. You can't ask the Rashi's kasha on Taisis. The Rashi asks the kasha, what if it's kaini, the karbanis? No, karbanis the halacha is, you know, I'm a chiyuv, the Gimel Regalim, period. That's his man purayim by karbanis. That's the zman that you have to be mashlam yeneder. Mashen came by tzedakah, since it's kaimi aniyim, it's not mistabra that he wanted Gimel Regalim. It's kaimi aniyim, it's umela, it's mistabra that the point of the neder was to give it right away. It's kaimi aniyim. So Mela, once a neder state does man right away, so the Baal Ta'achar is right away. The Rajbals know the Baal Ta'achar is after you have a chiyuv, and Karbanis you have a chiyuv right away. And still, even though you could do your chiyuv right away, you're in Yushlai, you're by the base of Mikdash, there's still a shir of Gimel Regalim. So Mela, it's not Shaykh Baal Ta'achar to me before Gimel Regalim, and when the Gemara says Ya'iv Miyad, it's Dafka the Asay. Now there's one major problem with this shtickle, and the Stipler Bavarns, that if you're going to say that there's no Zman Piroin to Gimel Regalim, how can you say that? It says that Yichayev and Asay Beregel Echad. Vice says when the clerk had to deny this Mechayev right away, Al Kopanim, by the first regal. So if the Pshad in Baal Ta'achar is Yichur of Gimel Regalim from the time you're Mechayev, it's very good. But if the Pshad is Baal Ta'achar means you're not Mechayev, you are Mechayev. Kevin Shavar Regel Echad, I even say. So you see, there is a Zman Piroin, a Pella. So the Stipler says, and so Shmuel Rozovsky in the Dharm says the same thing, that that's not a din in the nether. The Stipler brings a raya. The Gemara later by Yerush, the Gemara on Vavim and Days, the Gemara talks about if Yerush is chayiv Baal Ta'achar. And the Gemara ends up saying that Yerush is not chayiv Baal Ta'achar because he never made the nether. But the Gemara is mavur that Yerush is chayiv in the asev ubasa shama veisim shama. Why? I never made the nether. Teretz is because the regal echad is not mitzad the neder. It's an ayah din. There's a din, when you come to the base of Mikdash to be oila regal, you're mechuyiv to bring all the karbanis that are there. Even if you're not mechuyiv, even if there isn't a zman piroin. An ayah mechayiv, not mitzad the neder, a mechayiv mitzad ubas sham veisim sham. A chayiv mitzad the alila regal. The alila regal is mechayiv it. So mitzad the neder doesn't come due until gemur regalim. That's a din of Baal Ta'achar. Is a naya say, not mitzad the neder, mitzad the din carbon, mitzad the din ali le regal, that you mechuyev to do it by regal echad. So, Mel, it's good to shtickle teirim, that according to Taisus, this man parayin doesn't kick in till gimur regalim, and according to Rashi Faket, the Baal Ta'achar is gimur regalim after this man parayin. Now, this is all Taisus and the Rashi, but like we mentioned already, the Ran holds the third shita, that there's no gimur regalim by tzedakah, gimur regalim is only by kabbanis. If there's aniyim, you mechuyiv ma'alta by Baal Ta'achar. And if there's no aniyim, you're not mechuyiv until aniyim come. And that's what the Rambam holds. The Rambam holds a slate in Hilchos Matnas aniyim perichas halacha aleph, that he says if there's aniyim, you mechuyiv right away. And if there's no aniyim, you mafrish the tzedakah. And you wait till aniyim come. And as I state in Shulchan Aruch, it's in Yeridayasim, Reishin, and Zayin of Gimel. The Shach and the Gayin bring this down with the Klaika. That seems to be the Psak Halacha Lameisa, like the Ran and the Rambam, that by Tzedakah there is no Din Gemur Regalim. If there are Aniyim, you have to give it right away. And if there's no Aniyim, then you have to wait till Aniyim. You know, there's no Din Gemur Regalim. But one thing the Rambam and the Ran both say is that Yimachuyah to be Mafrish. Yimachuyah to be Mafrish, even if it's like Kayim the Aniyim. If you're not Mafrish, you're also over right away. You're over right away for not being Mafrish. See, the Gemara brings two dinim in Baal Ta'achar, right? The Gemara brings in the Amav Vayafrish and Afrish Vayakriv. So Mimela, even though Lagabe giving it to an Aniyim, if it's not Kaim Aniyim, you're not Mechuyiv. But Lagabe being Mafrish, that you could do. So Mimela, you Mechuyiv to be Mafrish right away. If you're not Mafrish right away, you're even Baal Ta'achar for not being Mafrish. As I state in Shulchan Aruch, so Simulation and Zayin Siv Gimel, you're Mechuyiv to be Mafrish right away. But the Milchus Chinuch, in the Sim and Tafkuf, in the Mitzvah Tafkuf Ayin Hei, Baal Ta'achar is bothered. What if you mafresh right away? What's it going to help Afrasha? By a carbon, you have to mafresh a carbon. By tzedakah, you don't have to mafresh. If there's no aniyim, you're not giving it anyway. And if there is aniyim, so just take the money out of your wallet and give it. What's the point of the Afrasha? What do you gain by the Afrasha? He doesn't understand also what the Ran means. It's muchach in the Gemara that you have to do Afrasha. By Kabbalah, so how do you have to do Afrasha? You can't be makar for carbon without Afrasha. By tzedakah, what state the frashim? Mechuyiv to mafresh money? When a niyim comes, so you give him the money. What's the difference? You are mafresh, you're not mafresh. He doesn't understand the whole thing. And by tzarechin, the Milchus Chinuch. Now the Stipler explains like this. The Stipler explains that you mechuyiv about the acher, if you're not mafresh the carbon, is not the pshat because you can't bring a carbon without a frasha. And not the vart. The vart why you mechuyiv about the acher is because the hafrash is the chelik of the kim of the nether. China's like this. You told the Eivish that you're going to give something to him. When you mafresh it, it is already. That's what the Gemara said. There was a half a minute. That once you mafresh it, it's fine. Because kol echad is a big asra achmane is. Right? It's his. That's it. I gave it. I have to bring it b'poil. That's another thing. Maybe there's no Baal Tachar in that. But the Pshat Zachat Zagah Gavin. I already gave it up. I already gave it to him. So by Tztaka, it's also that way. When you're Mafrish Tztaka, you gave it. You said you're going to give Tztaka. Okay, give Tztaka. There's no Aniyim. Yeah, but give it up. Give it up to the Aniyim. Once you say, I'm Mafrish Tztaka, it's Chal Hashem Tztaka. It becomes Mamin Shal Aniyim. Now there's another Chiyuv to actually give it to the Aniyim. So that it was like Kaim Aniyim. So Mela, you don't get enough to give it. You don't have to suck the mice. You don't have to go run after them. They have to be here. That's what the Ran and the Rambam holds. There's no Baal Tach, only if it's Kaim Aniyim. But that frush you have to do, that's part of your nether. Part of the nether is giving up the money for tzedakah. That you could do. Go give up the money for tzedakah. And since you could do it, the way they learned is don't give me a gallon of my tzedakah and be Baal Tach right away. Now earlier, on the Avdalim and Alef, Taisus brings the Chiddush of Rebbeinu Tam, the Rosh and the Ran also say the same thing. Taisus says it more b'kitzer. Taisus says that by tzedakah that you're going to give to a gabbai, so there is a din Baal Tacha right away. You have to give it to the gabbai right away. If you don't give it to the gabbai right away, Eva Baal Tacha. But the gabbai doesn't have to give it out right away. He's not Eva Baal Tacha if he doesn't give it out right away. But if a person wants to keep the tzedakah in his own hand and give it out when he wants, he's not Eva Baal Tacha. The Rosh also brings it. He says the same thing. He says, when you mafresh mois the tzedakah b'stam, so you have to give it right away. But a person is allowed to be mafresh mois the tzedakah that it will stay by him, and he'll give it to the aniyim slowly. And that's not called Baal Tacha. The Ran is ma'arich a little bit more. He says, v'kasu b'taisus, when the Tam was asked, when we say a neder in the Beis HaKnesses is stuck or in our house, so you're over miyad because it's kai me'aniyim. And he says, if we're being neider, kevin shanu neidim ledatenu, we're neider for our own das, v'iilu ayinim ashlim nais l'gizba ayin neider nifta b'kach, the malay oed lasais, if you give it to a gabbet stalker, so fine, you'll be finished. V'agizba ayin mamtem ashvayinim agunim l'chalkam atmad, ayin oeiver. Gam onu mitam zayin lochesh im aneidem mash eisu biyadei, neshon aneidem eisu l'dash, yin eide atzme ki gizba l'chalk l'fira eisenov. The neder is, he should be like a gizba l'chalk l'fira eisenov. So the Stiplum, in Simon Beis, in Kilis Yankov, he says, two possible svaris, wayin an eiver and bal tacher. What's taker the pshat? It's kai me'aniyim, you have the money, but you're keeping it in your house. What's the pshat you made of Baal Tacha? He brings the Chsam Sefer. Chsam Sefer in the back of the Gemara, and they have notes from the Chsam Sefer. He quotes the Gemara in the Darim Daf Gimel Beis. That Gemara that we said, that you have like Sa'achah by Naziris, that the Gemara says that if you said Areni Nazir, so he's a Nazir right away. He's not Baal Tacha. Elamai, he says Areni Nazir L'Chsha'ertzim, by L'Chsha'ertzim, who's not Baal Tacha? If he says, I'll be a Nazir, I'm a kabbalah myself, then whatever I want, I'm a kabbalah myself to be a nazir, but I'm leaving it up to my will when the nazirah should be. So Gemara says there's no Baal Tacha b'chagavna. So here also, you said you'll give tzedakah, but you didn't mean that you're going to give tzedakah right away. You meant that when you're ready to give tzedakah, you're going to give it. So that's l'ksha'eretza, there's no Baal Tacha because he didn't want it yet. So that's the first chapter. And the Snipler asks, L'maisa Geret, there's two cases. There's a case of Amma V'Layakriv, Amma V'Layafrish, and Afrish V'Layakriv. And that's what we have in Agamar. So L'chari, if a guy says, Areini Mechayev Atzmi Lahavi Karbin Kishertze. So that's the Gemara in Nedarim Dav Gimel, that there's no Baal Tacha of that. Because he's Mekabel himself of being a Karbin, but he says, whatever I want. So whatever I want means that I could go and be Mekayim my Nedu whenever I want, there be no Baal Tacha. Because the Nedu was when I want, as long as you don't want, there is no Nedu. That's a pshat. Baal Tacha has to be a Nedu, you be Ma'acher. The Nedu was when you want, when you don't want, there's no Nedu. Now, Shaykh, let's say you say, I have to bring a carbon, Kesha'etza, but then you mafrish the carbon. So then he says, L'chay yim chliv in Gimel Regalim, because then already you'll be like Masla Mashakasa B'Teira. If the pshat is all you have is a schaivus, and you don't have a schaivus, because you say kishayirtza, fine. But if you have the karbel of the name, just like in Adava, in Adava all you said harezu karbon. Let's say you said harezu karbon, and I'm going to bring it whenever I want. L'chay, you only have gimel regalim. You can't decide whenever you want. Once you have a karbon, you should only have gimel regalim to bring it. L'chay, you'll be masla mashkasa b'teira. if you say not the way. So what's the pshat here? Bishleim, if I say, then I'm going to give tzedakah whenever I want, and I never was mafresh anything, so good. So mamel, if I didn't want, I'm not mechuyiv. But if I'm mafresh ready for tzedakah, and I just said that the afrasha should be for whenever I want, l'chayin I should be like master mashkasa b'tayim. So the sniper says it's different. By a carbon, the pshat is you have gimur regalim period. But by tzedakah l'mashal, let's say you said, I'm being mafresh this tzedakah for an ani that's going to come in 10 years from now. The pshat is the whole tzedakah is for yena ani. Right? It says klar, let's say it's kai me'aniyah, but you made up a tzedakah for a certain ani who's not here. So the Ramah says in Siman Reish and Zayin Siv Gimel, you're not able to ta'achir until that ani comes. Just like we're going with the Ran, that you're not mechuyiv to zuchayis to ani, the ani only if he's here. So let's say you say, I want to give tzedakah, I want to help out this poor person. He's in a different place, but I want to help him out. See, I have to wait till he comes. I, the other aniyim here, I never said I'm going to give to the other aniyim. I said I'm going to give to that ani. So the same thing with afrish. When you're mafrish tzedakah, and the tzedakah is whenever you want, as long as you don't want, you never mafrish the tzedakah of any ani. By a carbon, it's not saying such a thing. But by aniyim, the aniyim that you mafrish to give is aniyim that you want to give to. They're not here yet. And memela, you won't be able to ta'achim. That's what he says in the Ksam Sefer that Shtel Siluk Sheretzah. But the Snipel says the Ran's not mashma that way. The Ran's not mashma is the word of Sheretzah. It's a different word. The Ran says he's like a Gabet Stoker. He says just like a Gabet Stoker is not over, so too a Neder is not over. So what does he mean? In fact, the Snipel, what does he mean the Gabet Stoker is not over? Of course the Gabet Stoker is not over. He never made the Neder. Just like the Gemara says by Yerush later, right? The person who made a Neder, he's mafresh a carbon, and then he dies. His Yerush has to bring it. His Yerush is not even Baal Tachel because he never made a Neder. So who then, the Gabbai Tztokam, he never made a Neder. So what's Pshat? So the sniper says he thinks the Ran means he's not even Gzela. If let's say you give money to a Gabbai Tztokam, the Gabbai Tztokam says, I'm not interested in giving to Aniyim, I don't like this Ani, I don't want to give to him. He's like a Gezel. It's not up to you whether you like him or not, you have a job to do. Let's say you want to give it specifically to your friend and not to your enemy, that's all Gezel. So what could a Gabbai Tztokah do? He could use his discretion how the Tztokah fund will be best served. Even though there are aniyim now, it's kaimi aniyim, but he says, listen, I'm not depleting the whole Tztokah fund on aniyim now. I'm not doing that. Because there might be more important aniyim coming up. And also, I can give them a little bit now, they'll come later for more. I don't have to give them everything now. Why? Because it's not the way the Tztokah fund will be served best. That won't be the biggest tayelas. So that's the yisoid why he's not chayiv. It doesn't mean he's not chayiv amal ta'achir. Is anyone not chayiv amal ta'achir? But it means is that he's not. It's not wrong. There's no gezel. He's not misappropriating the tzedakah funds by doing it this way. If he does it for any other cheshbonis, so that ain't a chanami. That's a misappropriation of the funds. If he's supposed to be giving out the funds and Nehemiah coming, he says, no, come back next week. I don't want to bother with you now. That's gezel. That's a misappropriation of the funds. But if he says, listen, I can't give it to every time. There's a rule. I set up a system, and this is the system how it has to work. If that's taka, the correct system will be the biggest tellus, that's fine. So he says the same thing with the prison. It's not l'chasha eretz. It's not because it's telling him what you want. Not telling him what you want. But the challenge, you made yourself a gabbai tzedakah. The tzedakah is not supposed to be given that right away. The tzedakah is supposed to be given in the way that the tzedakah will be best. So you set aside money. You have a tzedakah account. You put in $500 in your tzedakah account. You don't want to just give it to the next mishulach that comes. That's not what you want. That's not what it's there for. You want the pshadis of mishulach comes, you'll decide. Should I give him $10? Should I give him $25? Should I give him $100? And that way, I'm going to be using the tzedakah fund in the best possible way. The end of the Ran says this mefurish. The Ran says like this. V'nirim, sh'sevet ben etam, v'chikam erav v'tzedakah mechayev lel al t'hachi kamer. The mechayev lose slave li alter lechalka alin lefimaris eino. There is a din l'alter. Right away, he has to pay attention to give it to that niyim lefi what he wants. V'mgama v'daitim l'sita akshav mi'adav v'bal ta'achar. If he decides, I don't want to give it now, I'm not giving anything now, that's bal ta'achar. So it's not totally b'tzayin. That's why he's saying different than the Ksam Sefer. Ksam Sefer is saying it's like he said, l'ksha eretzah. L'ksha eretzah means he only has a neder to give it if he wants. If he doesn't want, there's no neder. So like, no, it's not the part. It's whether he wants or not. But the neder was to make a tzedakah fund. When you make it stock of funds are allowed to have rules. There's nothing wrong with rules in a stock of fund. You don't say, well, it's kind money and give it all out. No, it's not going to work so good. So same thing, I'm making my own stock of fund. At stock of funds allowed to have rules. It's not cool that I'm being ma'achin and neder. The neder gufu was to do it, but even if it's stock of fund, to do it in the best possible way.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.